Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Ligzer. According to Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Rashi says these says in Parakama we had that Roiv Shnayim Dafko, the Yosel Limla Kol Hashnayim. Not allowed to make a Mlika on the complete two Simonim. The Goma Mechatis, the Siv Bei Lo Yibot Lo Yavdil. You can't divide it completely. You're only allowed to cut Roiv of it, but not the complete Simon. If so, how we matter it? Ligz, let's make a Gzera Dum Lo Yosel Never the Ruba. Maybe you won't even cut Roiv of it. Sakasha. So again, Olas Oif. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon leads us into Gezerah. Dilma Layasim never Roish Naim. According to him, you're not allowed to cut the whole thing. You could only cut Roiv. So you're telling me whenever you need Roiv, there should be Gezerah. Maybe you won't do Roiv. So why over there was a Kasha the other side? So he answers back. Omalei Reb Yosef answers back like this. First of all, the karma does that you say, Gezerah, there should be Gezerah Shem Yorim Utfila Bas Yom Ha'ilom. But how could you use this beggar if you put it into the mikveh today? And now you're going to rip it. He's saying you're allowed to use it today. Why shouldn't there be exera? People say that tefillah alone helped. So the answer is poshut, that kora kra machiach aleh. That since you see the rip, that shows that that's machiach. By seeing the rip, that shows that that's machiach. What made it tor is the ripping of the beggar and not the mikveh. So it won't come to make exera to say whenever you put the kli, the beggar, in the mikveh, right away you're allowed to use it. They'll know here it's something special because it's ripped. That's one thing. Udu karma, that's what you say. Oy la soif, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. Uli gzor, you should make a gzor with it also. How could you make a mlik on roiv simonim? Why is it kosher? Maybe they'll do less than roiv. The Teretz over there is also, I'll tell you, Kahanim's reasoning. They were talking about Kahanim in the base of Migdash. If the svar is a kohen azorus, he's careful. So for Kahanim, we don't make any gzorot. They said that when they make a mlik on roiv of the two simonim, it shouldn't be enough. Maybe they'll do less. No, a kohen azorus, he watches himself, he's careful, on him we're not afraid. But by us, there's a gzeirah, if you need ruba, maybe you'll do less than ruba, so by us, there could be a gzeirah. So Tashma, come in here. It says, ha-mafshit be-behemen al-mishnah. It says that ha-mafshit be-behemen al-mishnah. Somebody's skinning the animal. The Tanei of the Torah, where the East Torah and the Behemoth Tanei, or the opposite way. The dark of the gas, a small animal or a big animal, the Shatir, if he's skinning the animal to use that skin for a mat or for a sheet, then Kedei Achiza, as long as you peeled off Kedei Achiza, then it's not called Mechuba to the bus, or it's not Tomei. Mash, or at least Kedei Achiza up until Kedei Achiza, it is still called Bosa. Or yes, the Mechuba Achiza. But once you peel off already more than two tefachim, then tor, then that skin is not called like a yad, it's not attached to the boss, the skin is tor. So the question is, Amari, why do you say it's tor? Then, let's make a zera, dilma loy osi, lemevad, ela kadei achiza. Maybe sometimes you'll only peel off the skin, kadei achiza, just two tefachim. And then, v'konoga betuma. And then if you touch that skin, you should become tomei. Because really then, if it's only two tefachim, it's a chibur to the basar, so it's like a yad, it takes out the tumah. And the commentarin lay, but the people will say no, that since when you fillet it, you cut it off more than a kadei achiza. Yelochur is your tor, so people say sometimes even kadei achiza is also like that. So why don't you make a gzeir over here also? Like how come before you do make a gzeir and here not? By the beggars. It's almost like this. E betumah the yurai sochinami. If this would be a shalom of tumah d'oraisa over here, you'd be right. Then avada, we should make a gzera. Rashi says, "Tenach tumah the time of tumah d'oraisa." Rashi, you'll see. If it will be a tumah d'oraisa, you'd be right. We should make a gzera. So my answer is though, "Hocha b'mayaskim tumah over here, but tumah d'rabbanim." Tumah only a tumah d'rabbanim. Rashi says tumah d'rabbanim means shoyah hamavshit tumah tumah d'rabbanim. Talking about the person that's filleting, cutting off the skin, he himself is tummy. And he's only tummy, tummy rabbanin. Rashesh kagoin, hanaf rabbishmoin osadova. Habaroshe ruba v'mayim shuvim. That when you put your body into mayim shuvim, some of the rabbanin you tummy. Or behemizu kochimi. The behemoth on the kochim. Vinogabot tummy midrabbanin. If you touch the behemoth, you're matam with the behemoth midrabbanin. Hilkar, therefore, since it's only a shal of making the bosar tummy midrabbanin, we're not so machmir. Maybe that's why in our mission we don't make gzera. So when you only peeled off two tefachim kadei achiza, even though then it is metame, but in a case we appeal off more than that, we make it to say, no, it's not metame. And we don't make any gzera more or to less. Because even less, even if it would become tame, it's only midrabanan, therefore we're not so machne. Gemara says, let's see. Gemara says, Tainach tame b'tahara. That could wind if a tame, the person is touching the behemoth that's tahara. That's the good case, he said, the person that's tame is only tame midrabanan. But Torah b'tameya, in the case where the person that's skinning the animal is Torah, and the animal is Tomei, the Chura there Tumadiraisi, the Chura there some of the behemoth in the Vela. So there's a Tumadiraisa, so we should make the Gzera. Samara says no, betrayfa. Not that the behemoth was in the Vela. No, you made a shrit on the behemoth, just the behemoth was a treifa. So that's the question, treifa, when you made a shrit on it, bas tumuyi, it's not Tomei at all. When you make a shrit on a behemoth treifa, the shrit helps at least to take off the Tumas Nevela. Does not tell me at all. So Moses says, "In yes, I tell you, Tomer Nakidi Avu Dishmuel, that the father is Shmuel. The Yomer Avu Dishmuel, the father Avu Shmuel's father says, Treifa Sheshochato Mitama B'Mukdashim, that if you may have a behemoth a treifa and you shecht it and it's in the base mitzvah by Korbin, it's Tomer Midrabon. It's like a Tomer. This will be a case of a Tumer Midrabonin. Rashi Mitama B'Mukdashim Klaima Im Shem Mukdashimi. So Kitcher that could be Pshat La Mishnah." That both ways, whether the person that's filleting it is Tomei, or whether the bosser is Tomei, as a Tumah Midrabonin, in these two cases we don't make a gzeira. So then it's good our Mishnah, that if you pulled off already more than Kadei Achiza, more than two Tfachim, so that skin is not called attached to the bosser, and therefore that skin will not be Tomei. We're not take out Tumah. Toshima, come in here. It says, Rabbi Doistoyi ben Yehuda. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Eimer, that Hamavshit Bishrotzim is somebody fillets the skin of Shrotzim. Hamavshit Bishrotzim Chibur, it's called really attached. The skin is still called attached to the Basar. Achiyavshit Eskulon, until you skin off all the skin, then the skin is not called Basar. Rashi says Shrotzim ain't no Hamavshit, it's not easy to skin it. So even you skin part of it, the skin is still called attached until you take off Kuloi. Yeah. Yes, that's by Shrotzim. Ha the gomel, mashbino by the camel, ain't the chibur, it's not called the chibur. In Rashi speaks out, even though it's a tumadir I see. So you see that once you have more than kadei achiza, there's no gzera. And we say, takwitz tor, I want you to make gzera, or to less than kadei achiza. Samura says, no. Lo tema, don't say ho begomel ein chibur means by a camel. Via by the hema tameya. That there's no chibur. Elaim is like this. The or shall hat savor ein chibur. Just means to say, by the skin around the neck, there it's not called a chibur. But by the hema tameya could be. And again, the same case with the tumum mid rabbonim. That could be the diak. Rashi says, Elahach, you could have a kin lemute, I rush his gomel, or hat savor. It's only going on the skin around the neck. The kin of Okakoma, Shrotzmu di Achiyevshet Eskuloi, Avo Gomel Bave Kamel, Shehevshet Asaf, you skin the animal until the neck, Ein Chibur, there for sure it's not called attached anymore. Or the Masha Lechamas, Otomo, where you're skinning it now to use it for a flask. Or the Magukor, where you're skinning it off its legs. And therefore, like says the Mishnah, that up until you get to the neck, it's called attached, but once you got to the neck, that's what's not a Chibur. That's the deal over here. But the gomel means in a case where you took it off completely already, just up until the neck, and it's not called attached anymore, and that's called a therefore it's tor. Then in a case where you're taking off the skin to use it for a sheet, where the din is once you peel off kadei achiza, that then already it is tor, so it could be the big zera, even though you peeled off more than kadei achiza, could be the big zera, it won't be tor, because also less than kadei achiza. There may be by regular behema, it would be gzera. Here we're talking about by a camel, and you're doing it lechamas. And then the your father sever. Namas of Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri, and it goes Rabbi Yechonim ben Nuri, like it says in our Mishnah. So he holds that once you get to the tzavar, and it's tor, the last part is tor. It's in the Mishnah. Ain't a chibur, it's not a chibur. It's tor. Omer Rav Huna, Mishum Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi, Loishon Velosh, Loishaya Bo Kedei Maforis, has only learnt what when you rip the beged, rave with the beged becomes tor, if you don't leave over the hem of the beged, you don't leave over anything. Rashi says, Suda, yeah. It means like this, again. That when you rip the beggar in half, and even once you rip roif, that's tall, that something that didn't leave over enough of a shear that's still attached, today my first like to use it for an apron. The bottom part that's still attached you can't use for an apron. But you left over enough on the bottom that you can still use that part alone for an apron, then chibro. Then the beggar is still cold attached, and it's not tall, it's still tummy. Omer Rosh Lakish says, Lashon Vela Talis is only a locha by a talis to a garment. Avil all. But let's say you have a piece of skin, that the skin was tummy, and now you want to make it tor by ripping it, it doesn't help to rip right of it. Avil or nami loy, why cholim? Because or is very tight, like it's firm. So therefore, since it's like strong, even though you rip right, it's still called one piece, and it wouldn't be tor until you rip it in half. So Moran says, skin also the same look, it's not that strong, and therefore once you cut it in half, more than roiv, it'll also become tall. It says, or tummy, you have a skin that was tummy medrash, that a medrash sat on it. So chishiv all of the ritzois, now you have in mind to start to cut the skin up. To make it into sandals. V'sandolim, you have a mind what to cut off the skin now. You want to make from it straps, or you want to make from it your sandals. Kivon shenosim b'yizmol, as soon as you put the knife to start to cut the skin, tor. Divrei Rav Yehuda. V'chom anachom say, ad sheyemitenu mechamisha tfochim. Until you get to it to not leave over more than 5 tefachim. You have to reduce it to its size that it should be less than 5 tefachim. But kimemayit lei, when you get less than 5 tefachim, mil tor, it is tor. The question is on mine. Why is it tor? Since it's still attached on the bottom, lei mecholim. According to you, Rosh Lakish, you say that skin is cold like stiff and firm, so why is it tor here? It's still attached. And the Gemara, Rosh Lakish says, ki kamer in the cholim, when do I say that skin is still cold, firm, strong, heche deloy dekot sorilei lehedya hachamaskinon demiktsaya uboloy deras vivoisov. He says, when does he say like it's still strong? That's only if the skin was cut with a straight cut. But in a case where it was cut just to be trimmed off, where it was like it was trimmed on all sides, then the skin is not that soft. And even Rosh Lakish would agree there are certain times that the skin is soft that there would become tor. The heck is it cut sorrow in the head when you cut it down straight. But Hakamaskin of the Mitsayo Bola del Sivaisa, we're cutting it around the sides just to make like trimmings for it. So that skin is soft, there it would be bottle. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah is the question like this. Most of Rabbi Yirmiyah says Hamashi Bebehema Vachaya. The Torah of a Temeya says in our Mishnah, start to skin the animal, where the Chayiv of the Behemah, where the Yor Torah and the Behemah is Temeya, the opposite. Badaka, the Gasla, Shtir, if you're doing it for the sake of making a sheet, making a blanket, to lie on a sheet here, Kadei Achiza. Up until Yoni peeled off Kadei Achiza, still called a Chibur. Mashmo, Yesem of the Achiza, once you peeled it off, you skinned off more than 2 Tefachim worth, then Torah, then that skin is not called part of the boss, it's Torah. Question is, Vamai, why? Lema, why don't I say cholim? Let's say the skin is very strong. It should be mechub of yemil, the basa, Rashi says. Mechub, it should be strong. It should always be considered attached to the basa. If you tell me now the skin is called strong. Yeah. And the tirgumor of avin, rishon, oisa nipple. The pshat is every little bit that you peel off. Rashi says, hamufshit, oisa nipple. Have a kinifresh legamri. To ain't soifa lachs la bosa roi. every little piece that you peel off, it's like it's off completely. It's not going to come back onto the skin. So that's why here it's called off completely. That's called every little piece of it, called Rishon Rishon Oisa Nipple. Moser Rabbi Yosef says, Or shall have Tzavor, the skin that's around the neck. Rabbi Yechonim and Uriyana Ein Echib, it's not called attached. It's called Istor. Amai, why, Hocholim, the same thing, the neck, the skin there is strong. Since it's strong, it should be attached to the Bosor. The koi, it's like it's going to stay there. Amalei Abai, Ein Nesei, what's the Sefer say? Bachom, Mayrim, Chibur, Chom Nesei, yes, it is a Chibur. So that's not me, he'll hold about the Chachomim. So Rashi says like this, Hello, Rabbi. If you hold that fact that the skin is cold, firm, hard, then the kula yam erichibur, everybody would have held that it's still called mechubur, the skin of the neck is still called mechubur. For ochim mishum delay cholam, elamai we hold no skin is not called cholam. But who shosla nothing nailed, we're talking about now, where it's going to come off by itself. The skin around the neck could come off by itself. That's the machlekes Rashi the Gemara says. Yet it's still called the shomer, therefore brings in tumah, takes out tumah. No, it's not called the shomer, since it could come off by itself, therefore it's not called the shomer. The Rashi says the bottom hold, even so, still it's not botless shame. Shomer calls the manshla nitrek, that's the machlokes. The other more says, Moshe Rabbi Yirmiyo, Tana Shinit Mo Ketzit Matar Renoi Soi, Chok Ulish Loi Shavagur Rath Atchit Tfeilo. Yehon Dav Kuf Chov Dalet, just the bottom Gemara again was, see, Moshe Rabbi Yirmiyo, Rabbi Yirmiyo asked a question like this, Yehon Nechur in the middle of the Shal, Rabbi Mishlokish and Rabbi Yochanan, that we say if you rip it most of the way, is that called Mavatlit? That Rabbi Yochanan said, or Shlok is one that says, that by skin, since skin is cholam, is firm, therefore it's always called the chibur. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even by skin also, even though it's firm, when you cut it down halfway, more than roiv, it's called off ready. So what's the question of this? Most of Rabbi Yochanan, it says what taner shenitma. You have a taner, some means that weren't earthly, made out of kli cheres. A tanner that became tomig. So ketzid matar noisa. How do we make the tanner become tor? Stam you can't put in the mikvah kli cheres. So the answer is cholka v'shloisha. Break the inside of the tanner into three pieces. So Rashi says just to break it in two, it's no good because then the bigger one, which have rave, would still be tomig. So the answer is to break it into three pieces. And then v'gur at the tefila, you have to scrape off all the cement that holds the tanner together.